Lucid Dramas present April Fool. This week's front page drama, April Fool, is a dramatization of one of several interesting and amusing stories to be found in an article entitled Preposterous April Fool Jokes That Made History, which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. April 1st is just around the corner, and that is the day people have set aside to glorify the playing of pranks and practical jokes. In the little town of Badenfield, Switzerland, there is a classic legend of a little sailor who, by some good acting and a convincing song, fooled a whole town into believing he was a distinguished nobleman. He won the hearts of young women and the purses of several men before the deception was discovered. Yet the villagers were so amused at the clever deception, they made a play out of it for their Mardi Gras and have played it for over 100 years. Perhaps this story inspired young Fritz Kopernik, a poor shoemaker's son, to invent his classic hoax that also made history. Some 33 years ago, Papa Kopernik faced his little shoe shop very much perturbed.
Ach, that boy, he will ruin me yet. Captain Hinkle waiting for his boots, and that good-for-nothing son of mine has disappeared again. Why must he do this to me?
Ah, there you are, you stupid goat. Where are my boots? At 10 this morning, they'd be ready, Captain. At 12, still no boots. At 2 o'clock, still no boots. If you weren't such a good bootmaker, I'd make you suffer for this.
Oh, my humblest apologies, Captain. There has been a slight delay.
A slight delay? I wait 4 hours, and the dumb cop says there's been a slight delay. Now listen to me, Papa Kopernik. Have those boots at my quarters in 1 hour.
Or else
I'll throw you in jail, you understand?
Yeah, Captain. In 1 hour, they'll be there, I expect.
Yeah, very good. Here they are.
But if I miss the Baroness' reception on account of your indolence and stupidity, I'll make it very uncomfortable for you, old Papa Kopernik. Remember that.
Yeah.
I won't hear.
That boy in jail, I'll be on account of him.
Ah, Papa Kopernik, if I miss the Baroness' reception...
Ah, there you are.
How did you get here? Where have you been?
Papa. Where do you think I've been? Didn't you send me to the castle of the Baroness to personally deliver and sit on new pumps? Can I fly the 5 miles like a bird?
No, you didn't have to call in like a turtle. What kept you?
Could I rush that job, Papa? Is not the Baroness your best and most important customer?
Does she not have some very pretty maids up there?
Ah, so that's it. Playing the fool with those silly girls while I'm in danger of going to prison.
Don't be so stupid, Papa. That big, stuffed, Captain Hinkle's a big flop.
Give me his uniform. And a little money, and what would be the difference?
Ah, there you go with that silly talk again. Always trying to ape your superior. Now stop it and take these boots to Captain Hinkle's quarter at the barracks and hurry. No more foolish talk.
Why you cower and tremble at those people, I can't understand, Papa. Who is Captain Hinkle? Take away his uniform, and who is he then? And nobody, no better than Fritz Kopernik, the shoemaker's son. Put a fancy uniform on me, and I become Captain Kopernik.
Will you get out of here with that foolishness and deliver Captain Hinkle's boots?
All right, Papa, I'm going. Give me the boots for that big windbag.
And so young Fritz Kopernik strolled nonchalantly up to the barracks with the captain's boots. Upon his arrival, fate played into his hands when the captain's orderly...
How would you like to earn an extra 2 marks just now that you're here?
See, that just depends on what I have to do.
Well, I'm a little bit behind with my work, and I've got to do a few errands. That'll take me about an hour or so.
Yeah?
Now, look, will you stay here and polish the captain's boots, belt, and buttons, and see that they're all laid out ready? And then sign up his helmet and sword scabbard, and see that they're hanging in the closet.
Pretty good. But first, give me the 2 marks. More than worth it for all the work.
All right. Here's your money. But be sure and do a good job. You know how particular the captain is.
Yeah.
And remember, put the uniform back on the hangers and hang them in his dressing room.
Leave everything to me, Otto. I'll do everything as well as if you attended to it by yourself. You go about your business and don't worry.
Good. You're a big help, Fritz. And one of these days, I'll do a big favor for you. So long. I'll be back in an hour.
So long, but don't hurry. Everything will be all right.
That's the chance I've been waiting for. I'll show these stupid fools. The clothes that make the man.
Just Fritz Kopernik up in a nice uniform. Put on a few swaggering eyes. Start around. Oh!
So authority, and who knows the difference? Well, it's worth trying. I'll just tell myself.
the captain's uniform. Forged one of these army orders, and then off to Berlin.
It didn't take long for Fritz Kopenick to do the orderly's work, and he lost no time in fitting himself out with one of the captain's uniforms and helping himself to a few army orders. And by the time the unsuspecting orderly returned, Fritz Kopenick had made off with his borrowed plume. He hurried home to get himself a little ready cash and caught the evening train to Berlin. And next morning...
Your papers are apparently all in order, Captain Kopenick. General Schroeder has instructed me to give into your command the two platoons requested in the transfer. They are ready to march and await your orders.
Very good, Herr Leutnant. Take me to the men. It's late now. You must get started.
I have instructed the sergeant in charge. Your destination is the annual station.
That is it, Herr Leutnant.
Come this way, Captain Kopenick. The men are ready in the barrack square.
Sergeant.
This is Captain Kopenick, Sergeant Ford.
Sergeant, we are marching on Engelskirchen at once.
Forward.
March. Halt! Sergeant, station a guard at all entrances to the city hall. Detail four men to proceed with me at once to the mayor's office.
Very good, Captain. You, Double Ehrenbogen, privately called, signal search, call out. Detail present and correct, Captain.
Very good. Detail. Forward. What? Detail. Halt!
Good afternoon, Herr Captain. I am Mayor Bernfelder. Is there something wrong?
Wrong? Yes, very wrong. You have been carrying political intrigues against His Imperial Majesty's government. You are under arrest.
What?
Detail! Place him on the guard.
But, Herr Captain...
Speak when you are spoken to, dog.
But...
Right now, where is your treasurer?
You see, I am also treasurer, Herr Captain.
Ah! That explains the financial arrangement in deficit.
No.
I order you to turn over your books and cash to me immediately.
Herr Captain, this is most embarrassing, most irregular.
Oh, you insolent dog, you defy the order of His Imperial Majesty's government. Here's the order. Now, are you satisfied?
But, Herr Captain, I...
Hand over the keys to your cash vault and books at once.
No, well.
Good. Our details. Fall in. Proceed at once to your barracks in Berlin. Place this man under military guard and await my return. Corporal Ellenwalken. Proceed.
The bogus Captain Kopenick seized the cash in the town treasury amounting to almost 50,000 marks. He sent the mayor to Berlin and left the sergeant and a detail of troops with implicit instructions to hold the city hall until further orders. Then he disappeared, and a few evenings later, in one of Berlin's most popular cafes...
Rita! Rita! More champagne! Hurry!
More champagne? Oh, you naughty, naughty boy, Chris. You realize what you're doing to the great Elsa's vodka? I will be able to sing a note. I never knew the great Elsa ever could sing a note. Pay no attention to her, Fritz, darling. Just to think, you've been here just 3 days, and you have completely swept me off my feet. Handsome Fritz. You must be a strong man to keep out hold off those feet of hers. They're more like foundations than
Pretty ladies like you mustn't quarrel.
Who could help being a bit jealous over such a handsome, dashing soldier? Everyone in the place admires you. And by the way, Captain, are you coming with me to Countess Lydia's party tomorrow night?
Huh?
She absolutely insisted on me. So that her ugly duckling of a daughter could set a trap for you.
Oh, don't mind her. She's jealous. Remember, the title says, well, this year.
She admires you.
Well, my dear, I'll consider it. But why worry about social engagement? Let's drink and enjoy ourselves. Come, my beautiful Elsa. Let us back. That's him, Captain. Down on the floor. That's the foreign body of the other.
You're right. And I know that imposter, the gallant Captain Kopenick, or that swindling scoundrel is a peasant, son of my shoemaker.
What? Why, that is impossible.
It's true.
Why, Captain, I'm telling you, I saw his papers and everything.
acted like one. Certainly, you fool. He acted like one. He's a shoemaker's son. The uniform he's wearing he stole from me. He's an imposter. Fraud. Call the guard. Arrest him immediately.
Very well, sir. Just be there.
Hope you're right. Of course I'm right. Quick, he's going back to the table. He might have seen me. Get the guards before he gets away again.
No, no, I won't hear of it, my dear.
Oh,
no. No, and just for punishment, I shall let you sit alone while I dance with my lovely Hulda. Come, Hulda, darling.
Yes, my darling captain, with pleasure.
Miss Dominic, stand where you are. You're under arrest for impersonating an officer.
Fine.
Obtaining money under false pretenses, forgery and common theft.
How dare you, sir? Quick, darling, what did he mean? Take the trunk and bully away.
Yeah.
Mean this outrage. Quick, and keep cool.
What? Fräulein, I am not drunk. I am not a bully or a bore. The man who so lavishly entertained you is neither a captain nor a gentleman. He's a fraud, a swindler, an imposter, and the worthless son of a poor shoemaker. Guards, arrest him. Take him away.
It was an awful blow to the two charming ladies and their many society friends when it was proven that their gallant, dashing, debonair escort really was the son of a poor shoemaker. But when the truth of the whole story was told in the papers, the entire population had a hearty laugh over the hoax of Captain Kopernik. And everybody chided the officials with the old cry of April Fool. You have just heard April Fool, a radio dramatization of one of several interesting and amusing stories to be found in an article entitled The Preposterous April Fool Jokes That Made History, which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. The magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you as a part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the maximum of reading enjoyment in the entertaining, educational, and up-to-the-minute stories, articles, and feature fiction by the world's best writers to be found in every issue of the American Weekly. The magazine distributed each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Frontpage Dramas presents The Ghost Fire. This week's Frontpage drama, The Ghost Fire, is a dramatization of a feature article entitled England's Most Haunted House Commits Suicide, which appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The many thousands of radio listeners who enjoy these front-page dramas will remember that early last December we presented a thrilling dramatization of the history of the Borley Rectory in Suffolk, England. This rectory has justly earned the title of the most haunted house in England. But now the haunted house is no more. And we present the last tragic days of the most haunted house in England. First, we take you to the library of the home of the Episcopal Bishop of the Diocese of Suffolk.
I've invited you here today to meet Captain R.G. Gregson, a retired army officer whose hobby is psychic research. Captain Gregson, having read all about the many strange occurrences that you, gathered here today, have experienced in it, wants to rent the Borley Rectory.
After the many odd occurrences, I locked and boarded up the place and declared it unfit for human inhabitants. Now Captain Gregson here wants me to change my mind and rent the place to him. Captain Gregson has been most persistent in his efforts and has scoffed at the idea that the old place is really haunted. Before allowing Captain Gregson to rent the place, I feel it my duty to let him hear from your own lips the amazing adventures you have all experienced while living in the Borley Rectory.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Your Reverence. I am sure it will be very interesting. And it will at least give me some advance notice of what to expect if and when those boats start to play some of their pranks on me.